This recording, India 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Petty was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought was a fair price for a cure. So what I like about America, I think, is a sense of possibility. So very much it seems like, you know, if you're smart, people are willing to give you a chance. Less so based on where you've come from and so on and so forth, but what do you have to offer? And I think that's hugely positive. It's probably becoming like that now in other parts of the world, like Europe and England and so on. But still growing up, I always felt, you know, sort of like you had your place, you know, and maybe it's not true, maybe it was just a perception, but I don't feel that perception here in the US. You know, I feel it to be a much more open society. People are friendlier here than I experienced back in England. It's a positive and a negative. In England, they have a sort of preconceived notion of you because I'm Indian, but that makes it sort of more comfortable because they know something about you and they know something about your background. But it also kind of limits you because they sort of, you know, just put some, you know, they put a frame around you and say, this is how you are. Whereas in America, on the flip side, most often people have no idea about my background and really what it means to be an urban Indian and so on growing up, which sometimes can mean, you know, there's a disconnect because you don't connect that closely. But it also means that they sort of don't make assumptions about you and, you know, get to know you on an individual basis and then judge you rather than just saying, you know, this guy's an Indian guy, so therefore he should be, you know, like this or this or this.